Parak Gimel, Mishnah Gimel. In the previous Mishnah, we had mentioned the various types of shofars that are kosher and that are not kosher. And now Mishnah Gimel is going to tell us which type they used on Rosh Hashanah. And it's important to know we're referring to the times of the Beis HaMikdash, where the Beis HaMikdash stood. Nowadays, it's a little bit different. So let's see. Shofars of Rosh Hashanah, the shofar that they used to blow on Rosh Hashanah, Shal Yael Pashut was from a ram, and it was from the ram that horns are straight. And the reason why they would use a straight horn is because when a person davens, Dil Tfila Be'inan Pshutos, when a person davens, he's got to be Pashut, he's got to be simple. So they'd use a simple horn, a straight, simple horn, to symbolize the simpleness of man when he's immersed in prayer on Rosh Hashanah, and that's why they would use a straight horn. Upiv, in the mouth of the horn, Mitsupa Zahav, was plated with gold. And again, this is during the times of the Beis HaMikdash. Nowadays, we use a bent horn, and we don't plate it with gold. Okay, but this is referring to the times of the Beis HaMikdash. They use a straight horn, a straight shofar, and the mouth of the shofar was plated with gold. And then there were two trumpets on either side. Nowadays, we don't have that either. It's just one Baal Tokea, one man that blows a shofar. But during the Beis HaMikdash, there were two people on either side of the Baal Tokea, the one blowing the shofar, with trumpets. Shofar Ma'arich V'chatzotos Mekatzros. And then when they would do the shofar blast, so they'd all start blowing their shofar and the trumpets. And then the trumpets would stop, and the shofar would continue to blow after the trumpets. So they pretty much began at the same time. But whereas the chatzotzos, the trumpets, went for 5 seconds, the shofar went for 10 seconds. The shofar went longer. Why? Shemitzvah Hayom b'shofar, the mitzvah of the day is with the shofar, and therefore the shofar would extend past the blow of the trumpets. So this is what they would use during the times of the Beis HaMikdash, a straight shofar to symbolize the simple and straightness of man when he is praying on Rosh Hashanah, and the mouth of the shofar was plated with gold, and there were two people with trumpets on either side blowing trumpets as well, where they would blow it at the same time when the shofar would begin, but they would cut short and let the shofar continue the blowing to show that the mitzvah of the day is with the shofar. And nowadays, of course, we use a bent shofar, we don't use a straight shofar, we don't plate it with gold, and we don't have the trumpets either. Okay, Mishnah Dalet. B'taniyos, during a fast, so during the times of the Beis HaMikdash, this is also going back to those times, if there was an eis tzara, a time of pain, and Klal Yisrael needed a Yeshua, they needed a salvation, the Chachamim made a takana, they would make these various fasts that we should fast and, you know, pray to Hashem, that He should atone our sins and grant us with the salvation that we need. So during a ta'anios, by a fast, b'shel zecharim kefufin, they would use the horns of a male ram. So the Ya'el, in the previous mission, the straight horn, is a female ram. But here it's a male ram, zecharim kefufin, it was from a male ram, and those horns are bent. And this is to show that we're bent, that we're in pain, or praying to Hashem to heal us from whatever tzar, whatever pain that we're in. So during a fast day that the rabbis would set up, it's not referring to the regular fast. This is referring to special fasts they set up during a time where the Jews, you know, were going to war or whatever could have been. There was a famine, there was no food. They would make these special days to fast and pray to God for a salvation. So those ones they used was of a zechar mekuvan, a bent horn, to symbolize that we're bending down and we're begging for forgiveness. Upien, though the mouths of those horns, mitzupa kasef, those shofars, the mouth of the horns were plated with silver, not with gold. And there the two horns were in the middle. Why? Because here the focus of the day is the actual trumpets, not the shofar. So you have the shofar and the two trumpets. In the previous Mishnah, the shofar was in the middle, and the two trumpets were on either side. Here the two trumpets are in the middle, and the shofar is on the side. Shofar mekatzer, the shofar blast would stop, and the trumpet blast would continue. So here's the opposite. They would start at the same time, blowing the shofar and blowing the trumpets, but the shofar would stop at 5 seconds, for example, then the trumpets would go to 10 seconds, to show the trumpets are the main point of the day. Shemitzah Sayyam b'chatzotzos, because when they make a fast, and they're blowing the shofars, so on the fast days, the mitzvah of the day, the main mitzvah is the trumpets, and therefore the focus is on the trumpets. Explain over here, Shnechat shofros hayulahem echad mikan v'echad mikan. So they actually had two shofars, right? If you have two trumpets and one shofar, how are the trumpets in the middle? So in contrast to the previous Mishnah, there were two trumpets and one shofar in the middle. Here you had two shofars and two trumpets. And the two trumpets were in the middle of the two shofars. And they bring that over here, that a stam tainus, a fast day, is al tsaras tzibus, on the pain of the public. As the pasuk says, al tsaras tzor eschem variosem b'chatzotros, that when there's pain, when the enemy is fighting you, you call out to me with horns, with trumpets. So they would use trumpets as opposed to the actual shofar. Now, of course, they used both, but the main focus here was the trumpets. That's what we're seeing. And this is dafka during the times of the Beis HaMikdash, but in the Gevulin, outside the Beis HaMikdash, bisman she shofar, if there's a shofar, then you don't use a trumpet. And when the time there's a trumpet, then we don't use a shofar. As the pasuk says, they bring down over here, that when you have a trumpet, b'chatzotros, v'kol shofar, hu l'fnei ha-melech Hashem, l'fnei ha-melech Hashem en, shlo l'fnei ha-melech Hashem lo, meaning, when can we use the trumpets? Or before God, before Melech Hashem. When's that? But in the Beis HaMikdash. But out of the Beis HaMikdash, they wouldn't use the trumpets. They would use a shofar. And certainly nowadays, we don't have a Beis HaMikdash. We don't use trumpets. We use a shofar. And so that's an interesting last point, that even during the times of the Beis HaMikdash, it was only by the Beis HaMikdash they would use trumpets. Otherwise, they would use a shofar. If they were, you know, outside of the Yerushalayim, and they were not next to the Beis HaMikdash, they would not use a trumpet. They would use a shofar. The trumpet's only dependent on being in the Beis HaMikdash. Otherwise, they would use a shofar. And then certainly nowadays, we use a shofar. And the truth is, nowadays, we don't really, you know, we don't make public fasts, and we don't blow shofars for these types of things. But so it really wouldn't be relevant. But that's it for Mishnah Daled, and we'll stop here for today.